We'll start going through a bit of the Haggadah. We did it, I think, once or twice in past years, but it bears repetition. The Harai, we repeat it every year. We'll start off with Magid, with Halach Ma'anya, and try to understand a way to understand the different Halakim that we will be able to go through today. Halach Ma'anya, the Achol HaBasana Baran Reb Tzayim, called the Chvin Yesev Yechol, called the Tzuch Yesev Yifsach, Hashat HaHachol, Hashanah Ba'arad B'Yisrael, Hashat HaAbdil, Hashanah B'nei B'Chayrin. So the whole Velt is the Kasha. It sounds like we're inviting someone to the Suda right now. We're in the middle of a Seder already. We've done Kadesh, Rechatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Now we're coming to Magid. So now we're starting to invite people, and we're sitting at the table already. We're home. It's clearly not an invitation to anybody that's not already at the table. So what are we doing? So the way we learn, I'll share with you the way we learn in our house. In our house, we learn Peshattas like this. Every Suda that I would go to somebody, if I'd go to somebody's house to be a guest at a Suda, so the Balabais makes Kiddush, we drink the wine, he makes Hamaitzi, we eat the challah, the bread. He says it's about Torah, we talk about it. But we take our lead and we follow the Balabais. Whatever the Balabais does, that's what we do. We're guests, after all, at his table. Now that works every Suda of the year, except the Starim. For the Starim, it doesn't work. Why not? Because by the Seder, we say later on in the Haggadah, "B'choldor v'dor chayiv adam liyos atzma kilu hu yotzim mitzayim." The chiyuv tonight is to see ourselves as if we were mishubadim and we became b'dei chayin from Mitzrayim. Now, anybody who's ever made a Seder or been in a Seder knows that's a very difficult task to be able to carry out. To feel the avdus and feel the cheres and the exhilaration of the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlom took us out from the Shibud Mitzrayim is a very difficult thing to accomplish. Can you imagine if you have to be just following somebody else's lead, what they do, and I can't do what I feel will be able to make me feel the avdus and the cheres? Then I don't have a chance before I start, I'm finished. I'm not going to be able to get to feel the avdus and the cheres. So the Baal HaGadah tells every Balabais, talk to the people who are at your table and tell them, this is the lechem she'enam l'avdram harbi, this is the lechem that we ate when we were avodim and we were b'nei chayrin, we became b'nei chayrin. B'meila, kol d'chvin yesev yecha, kol d'tzich yesev yefsach. Do tonight, each one of you is your own Balabas. The fact that you're at my table does not make any difference. You, each one of you, do what you need to do in order to feel the avdus and the cheres. So what is Hashat HaHacha and Hashat HaAvdei? So I think it's a genius. It's a gainus. If somebody would walk in and see that we're at somebody else's table, we're at Reuven's table, and we're five people, and we're all doing our own thing, they think that we're mamish mufkarim, they think that we're people that have no derech eretz, people that have no way, they're missing an ushias. They don't know how to act at someone's table. So the Baal HaGadah tells every one of the people at the table, I want you to think about something. Let's say your families and my family were going on a road trip and we're traveling. So we'd stop off periodically and go to a place to sleep, place to eat. Let's say we'd stop off in a hotel or a motel. We'd come in, we're a group of people, we'd take over a conference room, we'd sit down and eat. Would anybody look who's sitting where? Would it make a difference? There's no balabayas there. We're all traveling. So the Baal HaGadah says, Hashat HaHochel Hashanah Babar Yisrael. We're not at our final destination. It happened to be at my table tonight. But that's not because this is our destination. We're still traveling. As such, there's no reason to look around who's sitting where, or who's the balabayas, who's not the balabayas. We're not at our destination yet, so it doesn't make a difference. Hashat HaAvdel Hashanah Babar Yisrael. We're still Akadi Akavdei HaShveres, the Gemara says. So I'm a bigger ever than you are. So you don't have to worry about taking me up on my invitation. It is very reasonable. Tonight, we need to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Halayla. The Mitzvah Halayla is to be Margish, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Ritzayim. Take advantage of the fact that I'm telling you, and we're all telling, every Balabais is telling all the people at the table, tonight, we dispense with any of the normal Derech Eretz that you'd have coming to Samad Suda. Tonight, everybody do what is going to be helpful to you to feel the Avdus Necheres. Manishtana. Manishtana halayla zemi kalaleles. So the Gemara says Hana ben Shail, it clearly questions, there are four questions. In our house we learned that the four questions is really one question. The Hainu. Sukkot we know is Ban Simcha Seinu. Everything we do is a chelik of the Simcha, bolsters the Simcha, nurtures the Simcha. Shavuos is Ban Matan Torah Seinu. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaKippurim is Yom HaKippurim. But what are we doing tonight? Tonight, we eat matzah. Matzah is reminiscent of the Avdus and reminiscent of the Cheres, because we ate the matzah when we were Avadim, we ate matzah when we became Lecherin. Marar is only the Avdus. A Tibul is again both, because the act of Tibul is Cheres, but what we're being metabol is Avdus. Then we have Mesubin, which is called Kula Cheres. So what are we doing tonight? We seem to be doing things which are mutually exclusive, which is mamish seiser one another. So that's the manishtan. That's what we're asking ultimately. So the answer is avadim hayinu. Now, how does that answer the question? We asked, "What are we doing here tonight?" The answer is avadim hayinu l'farim mitzayim. Let's try to understand what the words say. Avadim hayinu l'farim mitzayim. Vayotziyenu Hashem alakenu b'sham b'yad chazak v'zayinu tuya. Who were avadim? We were avadim. Who did the banishal take out? Took us out. We wouldn't know what Mitzrayim looked like if we stepped on it. We were never in Mitzrayim. How can we say Avadim Hayinu? Moreover, take a look at the next words. The Ilah Hayitzakarish Baruch is Avaseinu Mitzrayim, and Manavshach was Avyotzienu or Avaseinu. The answer is the next few words. Harei Anu Bneinu Bnei Bneinu Mishubanim Hayinu Farav Mitzrayim. So what the Baal HaGadol is saying is like this. We say Avadim Hayinu and Vayotzienu, even though we weren't really Avadim and weren't really taken out. Not we. Our Avos were really Avadim and our Avos were really taken out of Mitzrayim. So why do we say Avadim Hayinu? Because Ilu Lohetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avaseinu Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us that before the Rabbeinu Shem brought the Gulas Mitzrayim and took us out of Mitzrayim, any person who was an Eved in Mitzrayim was an Eved for Lanetzach. He, his children, all his descendants, once an Eved, always an Eved, all descendants will be Avadim. Memela, when our Avos were Avadim, we were Avadim. We were virtual Avadim. We weren't actual Avadim yet, because we weren't born. But any Eved who was an Eved in Mitzrayim until the Gula, so all his descendants would be Avadim. So we're saying that we need to appreciate the fact that by virtue of the fact that our Avos were Avadim in Mitzrayim, we were Avadim in Mitzrayim. Not yet, because we weren't born yet, but we were as good as Avadim. As soon as we were born, we'd be Avadim. And therefore, when the Rabbeinu Shalom took out our Avos, he took us out. He took us out from the inevitable, but that which was inevitable until the Geula. And that's what would be the answer to Manishtana. The Baal HaGadol is explaining to us that even though we weren't actually Avadim, even though the Rebbe Shem didn't actually take us out, but since we were virtually, it was a Mechusas Man, it was going to be, and whenever we would be born, we'd be Avadim. But Mela, we need to be Margish that we were Avadim. And therefore, and it's only because of the Chesed Elyon of the Rebbeinu Shem, we took our Avos out. That's why we were taken out of Avdus. We were taken out of Avdus for us in such a beautiful way. We didn't have to go in, but there was a Geula. So that's what we're saying. We need to be Margish the Avdus and the Cheres, the Avdus that we would have had to experience, and the Cheres that we did experience. How do we do that if we weren't actually Avadim and Nigalim? We do things to help us feel the Avdus L'Cheres. That's what we're doing tonight. That's why we have to do things like Matzah and Tibul, which are both Avdus L'Cheres, and why we do things like Marr and Seheseba, which are Avdus L'Cheres. The more things that we can do to help us feel what it must have been like to be an Eved, and therefore to appreciate what it must have felt like to be Nigal, that's what we do, and that's what the Torah and the Chachamim gave us to do on this night in order to help us be margish to Avdus and L'Cheres. That's the answer, L'Cheres, to the Manishtan. And then the Baal HaGadol continues, after the Kolal HaChachamim, Kolal HaGvenim, Kolal HaMizkenim, Kolal HaMiyadim HaSatera, Mizvalenu L'Sapa B'Tzir Tzayim, V'Chol HaMar B'Sapa B'Tzir Tzayim, Reza B'Shubach. Why? If we know I know and the person I'm talking to knows about Shiva and Mitzrayim and knows about the Gula, why do we have to talk about it? So it's like we're learning. Because tonight the mitzvah is to feel the avdus and feel the cheres. In the Mamela, the talking about the avdus and the cheres is not just to give over information. It's not to be my dear people what we didn't know. We do know, but we want to feel the avdus and feel the cheres. The more we talk about it, the more we feel it. That's why v'chol ha'mablus ha'avim b'tzias and mitzrayim ha'ezim b'shubach. Because they're not an inyan of only talking. That's one thing. If a person doesn't know, you want to be madiyah him the information. But above and beyond that, we want all to be able to feel the avdus and feel the cheres. Because that's the chayv of tonight. And the case in point the Balagada brings is Maaseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tafet, Shaykh Masum ben Ibrak, Vayim Sam ben Sayyid Sushan, Kolay Salala, Achabot, Talmudim, Vemel, Rabbi Sen, Yigigiz, Van Kirisha, Shashachris. So you have here the Gdeli Adar, people who Kulanu, Yedim Satera, they all knew about Tzitzias Utsayim, and they were Misapi, Tzitzias Utsayim, Kolay Salala. So it's the Raya, that's the Hanhoga that we're supposed to adopt, to be able to be Marbe, to talk more and more in order to be able to feel the Shibud and the Geula. Amr Rabbeinu Zimra Vazayah. Harei ani kibin Shibud Shana Mazachisi Shitam Yitzis Vazayim Balelos Acha Dosha Ben Zayma Shanem Elam Atiski Yem Tzeschem Yitzis Vazayim Kol Yimei Chayecha Yimei Chayecha Hayamim Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos Lachacham Amam Yimei Chayecha Lamazeh Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavim Yimasa Mashiach Tamishne and Brachas. What's the battle I've got to bring it in here for? So the way we're learning it, Lachari, could we understand the following? Because we just got through saying that tonight the mitzvah is Liris Atzva Ki'ilu Yasu Mitzrayim, and that's why we do all the things that we do in order to help us be Magish the Abdus and to be Magish the Cherus. That is only a mitzvah tonight. That's only a mitzvah of Leil Pesach. The rest of the year, all the other days of the year, there's a mitzvah of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. But that would Yetzer with saying it, with being masquerade, just saying the Pasuk or saying Maisa, or saying any Chelik of it. Even in Krishna, your Yetzer with being masquerade is Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah the rest of the year, in contrast to the mitzvah that we just got through explaining that exists tonight. We finished that. Now, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana Satan Lama Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Shekin Agar Baruch Hu, Dibber Tere, Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Yed, Shani Yed Yishol. It's a very beautiful song, and it's very meaningful. The shout is, what does it mean? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana Satan Lama Yisrael, Baruch Hu, what are we talking about? So the way we understand is the following. The Gemara says, why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Makom? So what we're saying is that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world and he gave it a place to be. He made a perfect creation, a beautiful world and everything that's in it. And not only that, but he gave it a place to be. Now that's a beautiful pu'ula that the Rabbeinu Shalom did, and it's something which is overwhelmingly beautiful, wonderful. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom does that, and we're aware of the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom makes a world and gives it a place to be, it sort of takes away our Bechira Chafshis. So how can I even think about doing anything other than what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to do? So we say, Baruch Hu, we give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom for making himself a Nister. Who is Lashon Nister? Baruch Hu, I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. He makes such an unbelievable pe'ula. He's constantly bringing the world into being and giving it a place to be, and still makes it possible for us to have Bechir Chavshis. That's the Baruch Hu. I give thanks, Abizundra Hakar, Asatev Takarash Baruch Hu, for making himself a Nister, that we should be able to have Bechir Chavshis to do whatever we decide to do. Now, Rabbeinu Shalom makes this beautiful world. He even makes himself Nister so that we'd have Bechir Chavshis. So it's absolute perfection. What do? We start with an Eitz Hadas, and it goes weiter and weiter. Every one of the deres were machitzu b'boim. They were getting worse and worse every door. From the Bria, from Adam till Neach, is getting worse and worse. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom do? He could have said, "Gandik tanaisik, finished. I made a perfect world. Everything was perfect about it. Adam is destroying it. Gandik, finish it." Then what did the Rebbeinu Shalom do? He took the Torah, the Araisa, the Mustakabab, and it was Bara Alma. Took the Torah, and he tailor-made that Torah that it should be able to make Adam be misaken every chilek of himself. The Ramach and Shasa, the Evarim and the Gidim, the Ben Shalom made the Shasa and Ramach, Asays and Leis Asays, to be able to be misaken every part of the human being. We did things which are wrong, we'll continue to do things wrong, but the Ben Shalom molded the Torah in such a way that he made the mitzvahs that they should be able to be misaken every part of the Adam that he was ma'avis. Not only that, but this Torah that he's making to be able to help us be misaken this whole, everything, the whole Adam, gave it to us from Matana. He made us his Am HaNivcher, and he gave us the Koyach v'Kesirisa v'Kim HaNashem HaTuchel. Baruch Shenosan Teira La'am Yisrael. But again, when he does such an unbelievably great thing, like making the Torah and making us an Am Nivcha and giving us the Torah and giving us the Sarisul and Kivan Nashim Tuchel, it's again overwhelming. Where's the Bechir Chavshis? Again, Baruch Hu. The Ben Hashem again made himself Nister and gave us the opportunity to be able to have Bechir Chavshis. So now that the Ben Hashem says, look, I made a perfect world. You Adam were destroying it. I made the Tikkun for that. I gave it to you. And I made you my Am HaNivcha, and I gave you all the Kaychas you need. Now, the Ben Hashem said, it's true, I made the Torah, and I gave you the Torah, and it's a ticket for everything. But I'm going to talk to each one of you in the way that you should be able to understand. I'm not just going to say one shiur. I'm going to say four shiurim. Four different ways of talking that each one of you should be able to understand what I'm talking about. None of the Arba Banim know anything. We're talking to them, they're totally oblivious to what's going on. They're not oblivious, they're ignorant about what needs to be done. But the Chacham says, okay, what's going on over here? So they say, come sit down, and we'll tell you what to do. He says, fine. He's sitting down, he's doing what everybody is doing. And then he asks them, but why is Chacham Mishpatim? I understand this is not Stam Pu'ulas. This is something which is significant. What is the significance? What role does each thing play? So Afatam Lakirchas HaPesach, tell him everything. Even until Eng Maftin HaPesach HaVikayim. He's acting like a Chacham. He's being told what is correct and what is not correct. He accepts to do it. And he wants to understand the depth of what he's doing. That's the Chacham. As they learned the Brisker Rub, that's I think the Beis HaLevi thing learns like that. That's the Chacham. And the Russian contrast says, Mo Havad is Eslachem, Lachem V'Leloi, Lefisha Yitzi Atzman HaKlal Kofa B'Yikr, V'Afato HaKeyashina V'Emar La Bavuzer Asa Hashem Libe Tzeis Mitzayim, Libe Leloi Yilohi Hashem Lohi Nigel. So, on the superficial level, it looks like we're insulting the Russia. Now, if that's the case, we don't need to thank the Rabbi Shalom for teaching us how to insult the Russia. We don't want to insult the Russia ourselves. And we don't have to thank the Rabbi Shalom for teaching us how. So it must be that that's not what's happening. The Rabbi Shalom is teaching us how to talk to a Russia, not how to insult a Russia. So let's see. What does the Russia say? What's this Aveda? What's the mitzvah maisis that you're doing? I believe in being a Yid. I'm proud of being a Yid. What do you need all these mitzvahs? What do you need these activities to do? He says, Mo Avod Ezez Lachem. Explain it to me. If it'll make sense to me, I'll do it also. But don't expect me to do it without understanding what it is. She says, Lachem V'Loi Loi. So you tell him like this. Since he was taking himself out of the klal, he has not accepted to do the Avod yet. He says it depends on his understanding. He's kafir b'ikr. Which ikr was he kafir in? The way we understand, he was kafir in the ikr of Nasa v'Nishma. He's saying Nishma v'Nasa. Afatah hakei eshinav. Hakei with a kuf means to sour his teeth. Make him uncomfortable. Make him uncomfortable with what? Make him uncomfortable with his axiom. His axiom is that you have to first understand before you do something. Explain to him that may be true in some cases, but not when you're dealing with Teres Hashem. And the Mele explained them like this. Explain to him, if you would have been in Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael, and you would have maintained what you're saying now, that first you're not going to do anything without being explained first and see whether you agree that it makes sense to do it, then that's Nishma V'Nasa. That's what the Umos HaOlam said. that would have precluded the possibility of your being able to be mekabel the Torah. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kabbalah's Torah. So you, Behechech, would have been left in Mitzrayim. When he hears that, he'll say, okay, I'm on board. I'm ready to do what everybody else is doing. I wouldn't want to be left back in Mitzrayim. When he realizes the ramifications of his mistake, that the Baal HaGadol explains to us how to explain to him, he'll do tshuva and he'll now become a person, Nasa Medesh Megid. He doesn't know more than to ask. He sees some things which are going on which he doesn't understand. He asks, what's it all about? So you tell him, this is the underlying message or the underlying theme of the whole night. And if he'll ask you another question, you'll answer him another question. But he asks a simple question, give him a simple answer. Telling him more is not going to help him any, because that he does, nothing more is bothering him. Now we come to any Yachalisho, any Adelisho. What does it mean, any Adelisho? He can't, he doesn't see people doing Modna Zachen? He can't say Mazois? What is any Adelisho? He doesn't know how to ask a question? So the way we learn is like this. Why do people ask questions? Why do people ask questions like this? I would have thought that the matzah should be this way. And I see the matzah is not like that, so I ask, why? Why is it that way? So a question is predicated on the fact that I had a havamina that things should be one way. I see that Lamai said they're another way, so I ask, why? That's by people who had a havamina of how things should be. As I see it's not like that, so I ask, why? What if you have a person who has no havaminas that anybody should do anything specific? He believes anybody can do anything they want. He's not despoiled from anything. No one has to do anything specific. Do whatever you want. Anybody can do what they want. A person like that doesn't know there's any reason to ask. He can see people doing the craziest things. He's not going to ask a question because he had no havamina that people shouldn't do crazy things. And any Adel Yishol, I think, is a person who had no havamina that anybody should do anything specific. He believes anybody can do whatever they want. Of course he sees people doing bizarre things. But he's not moved to ask. He doesn't know there's any reason to ask, because he never had a havamina, people shouldn't do bizarre things. So the Baal HaGadol says, Ad Psachle. What says Ad Psachle? Open him up. What do you mean open him up? As the Baal HaGadol is explaining to you, why does a person think that anybody can do whatever they want? Does he really mean it? He can't really mean it. Varaya, you walk over to him, you're trying to step on his toe, he'll tell you how you can't do what you want. He doesn't believe that you can do what you want. So why does he profess to say such a Narishkeit? He says, because he only is thinking about himself. If I say that anybody can do whatever they want, then that absolves me of any responsibility of having to be interested in anybody else. You can do whatever you want. Anybody can do whatever they want. You got into trouble, you did what you wanted, so get yourself out of the trouble. It doesn't obligate me in any way, shape, or form. There's no achrayus, there's no schayvus on my part to do anything for anybody. So a person who's only concerned with himself will say, anybody can do whatever they want, but they don't really mean it. What they really mean is that I'm only concerned with myself. So that's what the Baal HaGadol says. At psachle, open him up. Ve'emerle, shenemar, v'igadet l'bincha b'yomahu le'mor, b'avuzeo sashem li b'zeis mitzoyah. The Baal HaGadol is telling you that the Torah tells you, the Baal HaGadol teaches you, that even if you're only concerned about yourself, it's also kedai you should do mitzvahs, because ultimately that's the best way, the most that you're going to get out of your life. If you're really concerned about what you can get and you can gain in your life, do the mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. Because of these mitzvahs, Asa Hashem Li B'Zeis Avayim, that the Ben Hashem did for me when he took me out of Mitzrayim. A good Kibben Shiyo, Yishav HaKosh V'Sameach, Shibizeche, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, hopefully, and it's not too late, we should be Zeche to bring a Karban Pesach this year, with God's Klal Yisrael.